Let's go to Mitchell's Plain now. A family, groups of families have invaded a piece of land that is designated as a sports field in Mitchell's Plain. The city wants them removed in order to consider turning that piece of land into a cemetery. And we know that city of Cape Town, of course, is running out of land where to bury loved ones. Ashraf Kasim is a community activist from Tafelsig, joins me on the line now. Ashraf, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate this little time that you have allotted to us. Thank you very much.
No, absolutely. We're talking here about 60 families. How long have they been living on this piece of land, Ashraf?
Well, the 60 families have been living on this land since before COVID and during COVID. And they've been struggling along. It's actually 59 families to be exact. Like in the past 2 weeks, there was more than 63 families, but the law enforcement, City of Cape Town law enforcement, comes every day, demolish shacks, remove things. So there is now 59 families.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
All right, if we can just get Ashraf back, please. I imagine his earlobe pressed on a button that placed us on hold again. 59 families currently on that piece of land, as Ashraf Kasim was beginning to say, because, of course, the City of Cape Town has been coming in to remove and demolish shacks as time passes. The city applying for an interdict in a court of law, and that argument will be heard later today. Ashraf, lost you as you were saying 59 families because the city has been coming in sporadically to come and remove some of them.
Unlawfully, absolutely. Yeah. So the thing is, this is not the first interdict of any family in Mitchell's Plain. Like, I've personally been involved in three previous interdicts for other occupations, and they're using exactly the same language, exactly the same terms. And what we are thinking is this is like becoming a normal application. The previous two, they've lost it. The court came and said that this is an illegal interdict or even an application, the way that it's been done. But the city is not leading to the three judges that said they're trying to interdict people unlawfully. They're just applying through another law firm. So this has been going on for the past 4 years, up until George, Neisner, Karatara. It's a small village, but they tried to implement such an interdict as well. So it's not the first time that this interdict of this type has been attempted. And what we are saying is there's a clear law. The court even says this. It's a clear law. It's called PI. If you want to evict people, you have to use PI, Prevention of Illegal Eviction from Unlawfully Occupied Lands Act. And they are refusing. They're saying that it's too much money. Our argument is if you're going to build a cemetery here, then obviously you have to go through PI. Why are they trying to criminalize the families before attempting to use a legal process that they're supposed to use? The only legal process that they can use is the Prevention of Illegal Eviction from Unlawfully Occupied Lands Act.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here for a second, Ashraf,
yes,
and say that they have no right to the land. This land was designated as a sports field, which means that community members in Mitchell's Plain have not been able to use this field as a place to play sports because of now the 59 families that continue to occupy the space.
That would be a good argument from the city side, but it's not an argument because the soccer field is massive. Compared to where the 59 families are living, it's almost like 90% of the field is open. So there is this, and nobody's stopping sports from happening. Nobody's stopping. There's some churches that come there. There's different people that use the field. The people that we are talking about, the families that we are talking about, is only occupying less than a quarter of the field. And it's not even on the field. It's in the bushes next to the field. It's just that this is part of the app that's been allocated to become a cemetery. And what is so funny about it, just across the road, maybe like 500 meters away, there is a cemetery for Christian burials and for Muslim burials. There is a cemetery. It's a massive cemetery. So allocating this across the road, it's like opposite the cemetery that is there. Allocating this in a community that is so short of housing, like, we need our backyard dwellers is more than the people living in the house. So we need houses. We don't need a cemetery for people that passed away. We need a place for people that is alive right now. Like when they do pass away, just in case they get this interdict, if anybody passes away there and they're going to be buried there, they'll be interdicted from that land. So why in the first place have a cemetery when there is a cemetery that could accommodate so much more than what the cemetery, proposed cemetery is doing? So
because the the cemeteries in the city of Cape Town are certainly not nearly enough to absorb the demand for burial space in Cape Town, which is why the city is proactively, I suppose, looking to clear land in order to create more cemetery space. That's a good thing. What arguments are going to be heard in court today, Ashraf?
Oh, today will be them trying to get an ex parte application through. In other words, they want to get an interdict through court without us having to say anything and giving us a chance to come back a few months, a month later. What we are saying is that why can't we just talk about it right now? Why can't they apply for PIE right now and not the interdict? Instead of criminalizing us, why can't they come to offer us alternative? Why can't they give us water? There's no water for the past 4 to 5, 6 years. There's no water, there's no electricity, there's no sewage. When we do ask for it, they rather evict somebody. You know, instead of coming to help us, they are now even trying to evict us. And we've been here for more than 5 years. It's not like we own the land. We don't want to take the land. We don't own it. The city of Cape Town owns it. We only got, this is like desperate. We call it reality village because here we're facing the harsh, true reality of homelessness, previous backyard dwellers, people that have been evicted before even. So it's people that have been through a whole lot of trauma, and this is like the last resort. Like they say, this is the reality village. Yeah.
All right. Ashraf, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much. That man, of course, heard in the courts later on today. Ashraf Kasim is a community activist in Tafelsig, representing the 59 families now who are on a piece of land that is designated to be a sports field that has been invaded by those families. The city trying to have them removed in order for the city to turn that piece of land into a cemetery. Happy to take your reactions on 021-446-0567. Your WhatsApp messages and voice notes to 072-567-1567.